Now he has three sets of nine different things that should characterize the ministry. And they're quite interesting, and I'm probably going to move through this rather hurriedly. Will you notice what he says here? Verse 4 now, "But in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God." Now, how do we do that? In much patience. That's number one, in much patience. And believe me, that bowled me over at the very first one. And I'll be very frank to admit to you, that's something I've always lacked. And my wife says to me, and my best friends say this to me, "Vernon McGee, if you ever preach a sermon on patience, I'm going to walk out, because I don't think you're the fellow to speak on patience." So you know what? In case some of them are listening, I'm not going to talk on patience. But that's number one here. In second, in afflictions. That is something that a great many men today in the ministry have to bear. And I'm of the opinion that most know what we're talking about in necessities. A great many folk who didn't come through the Depression or were born in a poor home, I've seen the time when I was a boy that there was not $1 bill in my home. And if it hadn't been for the fact the grocer would sell us grocers on credit, we would have gone hungry. Many a time I've had nothing in the world for supper, the evening meal, but just a glass of sweet milk, and we'd crumble biscuits, cold biscuits in it. And do you want to know something? I still think that's good. That's better than a lot of French pastry, and I think it'd be lots better for me if I tried more of it. But every now and then, I crumble an old biscuit when I can get one in some cold sweet milk. And friends, that's really angel food, let me tell you. But some of us know about that. Others more than others. Dr. Ironside tells about the time that, as a young preacher, he preached one time in a place 3 days and didn't have a thing to eat in that 3 days. He says that he was preaching to a group of people that thought that Dr. Ironside was living by faith, and they sure did let him do it. So nothing came in for food. And then one morning he was debating whether to stay in bed for breakfast or to tighten up his belt again for breakfast, but he noticed a letter being slipped on the door, and he got up and opened it, and all it said was an expression of Christian fellowship, and there was a $10 bill in it. And he said that morning he went out and had the best breakfast he ever had in his life. Well, there are a great many men today know what afflictions are, but this new generation, they don't know. That's what's made the generation gap. When I try to tell my daughter, even though she's married, about the Depression, she says, "Dad, I don't even know what you're talking about." And they don't. In afflictions and in necessities and in distresses and in stripes. And I have a notion very few of us know what physical stripes are. But my, we've been cut across the face many times by some insulting remark made by some pious saint that makes it in a very pious voice, you know. The very interesting thing was that I used to have a dear lady, and she had a sharp tongue, and she'd always go out of an evening, after the evening service, and she'd say to me, "Pastor, you had a wonderful service this morning, a wonderful sermon this morning." Well, what about the evening sermon? And I told a friend of mine, I said, according to her, I can preach a good sermon in the morning, but I can't preach a good one at night. That was a nice way, you see, in a very pious way, she had of saying to me, "Preacher, get with it. You're not doing so well of a Sunday evening." That's the way some, you know, hit a minister across the face. And then we have here in labors and tumults, and in imprisonments, and in watchings, and in fastings. Now, those are nine things there, my friend, that should be the thing that would identify the minister. Maybe not all of them, but certainly most ministers know what most of these things mean.